As we begin this morning, before I get into the message, let's do a little interactive time. What do you know about Thanksgiving? And yes, I'm talking about this pilgrim time, I guess. We're supposed to be thankful. Okay. What do we know about Thanksgiving? Turkey. Okay. There were pilgrims. There were Indians. They wore weird hats because they were Puritans. When they came over, they were Puritans. So they had the hats with the belt buckle on the front of them. We've now moved it down to our waist. What? Interaction and reflection. Anybody know when the first Thanksgiving in America was held? 1621 is correct. What happened was the pilgrims traveled here in 1620. They got here in December, basically in December of 1620, and they made it through the winter and through the spring and the fall and the harvest. And so what they did was they decided to give thanks. And so they, in basically November, whatever it was of 1621, they decided to have a Thanksgiving feast. Do you know it lasted 3 days? So I hope none of you have anything planned for tomorrow. Okay. Now they learned how to farm the land and do stuff from the Indians. Anybody know what the name of the Indian tribe was? I wouldn't either, except I looked it up. Somebody trying? Wampanoag? No, it's Wampanoag. Wampanoag is what it is. And the chief was Massasoit, which is basically where they get Massachusetts from. Okay. So that is kind of the first Thanksgiving. It was celebrated in America. You know, it's celebrated in Canada and several other countries do a variation of Thanksgiving. That they have their own, the times that they do that. But what I want us to do, and Pastor Frank already kind of took us there, I want to take us back a little bit. Back in time. Past the New Testament, all the way into the Old Testament to Deuteronomy. You see, as we gather together to celebrate the day of Thanksgiving, our thoughts, if we weren't here and already doing this, our thoughts would automatically turn to the pilgrims who came to America, celebrate what we regard as the very first Thanksgiving. But our scripture, as Pastor Frank has already read, shows us that Thanksgiving, the first Thanksgiving, actually happened many years ago. Deuteronomy 26, I'm going to read just verses 1 and 2. It says, "When you have entered the land the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance, and have taken possession of it and settled in it, take some of the first fruits of all that you produce from the soil of the land the Lord your God is giving you, and put them in a basket. Then go to the place the Lord your God will choose as a dwelling for his name." See, the very first Thanksgiving was actually celebrated by the Israelites as they moved into the promised land. God told them as they came to this land that was flowing with milk and honey, that they were to take the first fruits of the ground and place them in a basket and take them to the priest. And then there, they were to relive through the words of the speech. And the words of the speech began with, "My father was a wandering Aramean. And he went down into Egypt with a few people and lived there and became a great nation, powerful and numerous." And then it continues on from there and talks about slavery and then how God had freed them. You see, because God had delivered and blessed them, God asked them to return to him the first fruits of the ground, to give thanksgiving to him for this act of deliverance in their lives. For the Israelites, their thanksgiving was seen in the action of God as he delivered them from Egypt and brought them into this land that was flowing with milk and honey. And the pilgrims, they gave thanks for the deliverance which came to them during their first year in North American shores. Do you realize that only about 50% of the pilgrims lasted that first year? See, they were delivered from hunger by a good summer crop. They were delivered from war by living peacefully with the Indians. They were delivered from the cold by being able to build strong, sturdy homes. And you can go on and on about the things that had happened to them, how God had blessed them and delivered them. You see, deliverance brought thanksgiving into their hearts. So this morning, as we're here, can we think of Thanksgiving as deliverance for us? Think about it for a moment. We'll give you all a chance to share a little bit later on if you want to about deliverance or blessing. See, when we think of this time of Thanksgiving, we list all of those things that we have been blessed with. But what about being thankful for the things that we have been delivered from? The things that we don't have to experience. Maybe this will help to clarify just a little bit. There was a man who lived with his 6 children in the suburbs of Philadelphia. Just before school was about to start, all 6 of his children needed new shoes. At the same time, his washing machine went out. And to top it all off, because it was bad, there was bad weather, his work as a carpenter had dwindled to almost nothing. He was able to scrape together enough money to buy the children some shoes. Then he ran an ad in the paper saying that he wanted to buy a used washing machine, fairly inexpensive. One day his phone rang, and it was someone on the other line who was wanting to sell a used machine. So this man went over to the house. They began talking about how he was going to get this washing machine home. The conversation got around to children. And Claude, this out-of-work carpenter, began complaining about how expensive it was to try and raise 6 children, especially when all of them need their shoes at the exact same time. Now, the woman of the house, she went running out of the room crying. And her husband explained that they had only had 1 child, and he was paralyzed from birth, and he never, ever needed a pair of shoes. You see, when Claude got home, he picked up the worn-out shoes, you know, the ones that were worn out from skipping rope or kicking rocks or jumping mud puddles, and he went off by himself. And there, kneeling by his bed, he gave thanks to God for the worn-out shoes in his house. Think about all the food that we'll be consuming here in just a little bit, or even on Thursday. Are you thankful that you have been delivered from the pain of hunger? You see, there are countless men and women and children all around the world who will go without food. Now, there was a housewife. And as she worked around her house, she began to think about all those things that she had been delivered from. Even as she tackled all of those household chores, you know, the ones that many of us get tired of and we try to find ways to avoid them. Listen to her thoughts as she was working. Lord, thank you for these dirty dishes. We have good food to eat. Thank you for this pile of dirty laundry. We have nice clothes to wear. I'd like to thank you for these unmade beds. They were comfortable last night. You see, she was thankful in the midst of her work because she knew in her heart that she had been delivered from hunger. She was delivered from the extremes of the elements with the clothes that were waiting to be washed. She was delivered from a fitful night as she slept in a warm house and in comfortable beds. Thankful hearts come as we recall all those acts of deliverance which God has brought into our lives. And we can and we should be thankful for those. But I venture to say that most people take their good fortune, their health, their wealth, their warm clothes, and the hearty food, they take it for granted as something that is due to them. They are not thankful, but they kind of expect it as something that's owed to them, either by life or by God Himself. You know, it's not owed to any of us, but it's freely given by God. And when we realize that everything in life, those things that we have been delivered from and those things that we possess, that we have been blessed with, they all come from God. And yet times we struggle with being thankful. But we realize that we depend on God for everything. And most of us, we don't want to admit it, because we are self-centered. We don't want to depend on anyone, let alone God. Now, Paul Tillich, who is a famous theologian, he says this about thanks and thanksgiving. The reason most of us do not respond to thank you or to say thank you is because we instinctively realize that it makes us somehow dependent on that person. If I thank you, then I am saying that I am dependent on you, and I am publicly affirming it before God and other people. Now, gratitude, it is an action that has its roots in grace. You know, the free, undeserved love action of God. When we are truly thankful, we become starkly aware that we are wholly dependent for everything upon God and other fellow human beings who are made in His image. When we are truly thankful, we recognize that God has favored us, whether we deserve favoring or not. See, thanksgiving is our acknowledgement that we are dependent on God for all of His acts of deliverance and His acts of blessings that take place in our lives. We are thankful for being delivered, and we are thankful for being blessed. See, our thanksgiving is an action that is commanded by God. Notice in the text that He commands the people to put the first fruits into a basket and take it to the priest. And in a little bit, they'll be bringing some food out here for us. See, God wants our physical response. It's a physical movement on our part. Thankfulness toward God is not a self-conscious attitude that is dutifully displayed in a response to the demands of a religious custom. Neither is true thanksgiving just something that we say or a gift that we bring. True thanksgiving is simply the quality of life that we live. Thanksgiving should be and is an attitude of gratefulness toward God, who delivers us from painful situations and who grants us many blessings. Thanksgiving is an attitude that acknowledges that God is indeed in control of our lives. Without God, nothing would be possible. We are a people who have been delivered and a people who have been blessed. And as we look around the world, let's see the deliverance in our lives and the blessings in our lives and not be jealous or selfish or self-centered. Let us truly be grateful people, dependent on God for all things in our life, and share that. The worship team is going to come up, I think, maybe just Lisa, and lead us in a time of singing, and if shortly they're going to be bringing some food in. Then I want to give you some time to share. Share about things that you have been blessed with, or things that you have been delivered from. So think about it as we sing.